the Public News Service Doe Newscast, July the 29th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. New York City police responded Monday evening to reports of an armed suspect on Park Avenue in Manhattan who shot and killed at least four people. The gunman later died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That for The Guardian. CNN reported that four people, including an NYPD officer, were killed in the shooting. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch confirmed. Meantime, more gunfire from the LA Times. A gunman opened fire Monday morning at one of Reno's biggest casino and hotel complexes, killing three people and injuring several others before being shot and taken into custody. The violence rocked Reno's sprawling resort district and left investigators trying to piece together what happened and determine a motive for the shooting. And families that make up to $400,000 per year filing joint tax returns in Colorado and across the country will see a $200 bump in the federal child tax credit for a total of $2,200 under the new GOP tax and spending law.
But a new rule, which requires children and at least one parent to have a Social Security number to qualify, is projected to shut out nearly 3 million children nationwide. Andrea Kuick with the Bell Policy Center says many working families that don't earn enough money will not get the full credit under the new law.
It's not only not giving them a bigger tax credit that they could use for their children, but it's also going to be potentially cutting Medicaid, potentially cutting food assistance benefits.
To receive the full credit, a single parent with two children needs to earn at least $33,700 per year. Families earning less than $2,500 a year and U.S. citizen children with undocumented parents will not receive anything. The new tax and spending law also cuts $186 billion from SNAP, formerly food stamps, and $1 trillion from Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program over the next decade. I'm Eric Galatis.
Meantime, residents in a South Bend mobile home community oppose a management rule banning standard window air conditioners.
The dangerously hot weather can pose health risks, but one lawmaker questions if the rule is masking another purpose, to force lower-income dwellers out of the community. State Senator David Niskowski of South Bend has asked Attorney General Todd Rokita to step in.
I asked for his assistance to try to put something else to stay with the owners of Countryside Village from requesting that tenants there that have window air conditioners not have those removed in the dead heat of the summer.
The 2024 State of Fair Housing Indiana report says state health department records show there were almost 1,100 registered mobile home communities across Indiana as of 2023, with an estimated 89,000 total housing lots. 31% are renter-occupied mobile manufactured home units. I'm Terry D. reporting.
This is Public News Service. A nonprofit is helping farmers and consumers in Illinois build a more resilient and just food system by shifting their community's dependence from global to local, one connection at a time.
Currently, more than 90% of the state's food is imported. Jacqueline Evers with the Land Connection in Champaign says through supporting small farmers with necessary resources and helping consumers access affordable food, they're hoping to change that. They distribute about $150,000 annually through their food assistance programs to address local food insecurity. She says the organization works with farmers, consumers, and businesses to impact the entire food system.
We know that providing all types of educational opportunities to farmers is only beneficial if there are food businesses and eaters that want to purchase their products.
More than 13% of people in central Illinois experience food insecurity. Through the state's Link Up program, people with SNAP can buy food at local farmers markets and co-ops and double their funds. The Land Connection then adds to those funds. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
And a new Washington law ensures employees quick access to their personnel files, which are necessary for many things, including filing for workers' comp and unemployment claims.
Employers must now provide copies of the files when requested within 21 days or face possible legal action. Attorney Jesse Wing notes that under the old law, many employers ignored or restricted requests.
There are even employers who are located in a different part of the state who say, if you want to drive here, you can sit in our conference room and look at the documents, but you can't have a copy of them. We won't send them to you, which also can cause a lot of problems for employees who have disabilities.
Wing says the new law took 7 years to pass, largely because the business community voiced concerns about time-consuming document searches and possible sensitive employee information in the files. I'm Isabel Charlet.
Finally, Florida's coastal historic sites from Key West 19th century buildings to ancient indigenous grounds are increasingly at risk from climate-driven flooding and erosion.
Diane Sylvia, a licensed building inspector who also heads the Historic Florida Keys Foundation, assessed Hurricane Irma's damage alone for days after her husband was injured. She says emergency plans must prioritize cultural sites.
One thing I would always recommend is that all emergency operations retain a building official as part of their emergency operations and hopefully an inspector. With Hurricane Irma, once the storm cleared, there was no one to do damage assessment except for me.
Sylvia says Key West was well prepared with a special software allowing her to upload critical data to FEMA with her cell phone. But her experience underscores gaps in emergency planning for cultural sites, even in tourism-dependent Key West, where historic districts drive the economy. I'm Tramell Gomes.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.